So we will see what she is doing. She will catch her red-handed. She also took so many old ladies of Braja who were favorable for Srimati Radhika. She went, she was going out to Bhandirban. In the meantime, a sari, you know?
Yes. Parrot, female parrot.
Female parrot. As well, saw Jatla coming with all his companions. She at once fly to Rukmanjari and told this fact. Rukmanjari at once went to Vishakha and told this fact. Jatla is coming with all his companions to catch a red hair. At once she went to Radha and Krishna, conjugal, and told that they are coming at once. Krishna at once told Srimati Radhika to go away from here, also to Lalita, and also to Vishakha. They went on. And in there, this guy, they made Shival a lady, a gopi, Kishori gopi. She was so beautiful as Radhika. And also he has so all the moods of Radhika. So they he wears that lahanga and all dresses of Srimati Radhika. And also one became Lalita, some became Vishakha. And they were began to play with Krishna. In the meantime, that Jatla came, had that, oh, you, Radhika, my daughter-in-law, is playing with Krishna, no bhai nahi.
Fear.
No anxiety. She is playing, laughing, and in the meantime she went and caught hold of Srimati Radhika. Today I have seen this playing with Krishna. He always denies. But see Purnima, Yogmaya, and see Mukhara, what is going on here? We don't say lies. Of my daughter does not tell lies. See, at the same time, Madhu Mangal came and took the cloth of Srimati Radhika and put off. As well, all saw that he is Shiva, not Radhika. So all began to laugh and see their things strange, astonished, all. What has become this? Also he put up the clothes of Lalita, he became Sidan, someone became on. No, they were all wearing dhoti and all in original form. Then he became so
embarrassed.
Shy.
That's just a shame.
All were laughing. Mukhara and Yogamaya told that they are playing their voice and playing in this manner. When Radhika said, Lalita said, Vishakha said, Kundalata, none are here. All were there. All they were laughing in the shape of lady, gopi. But now he has no there to see others. If he could see them, then he could see that all were gopis. But he has no there. At last, Yogamaya told her that have your ears in your hand and don't say lies like this. So she became so sensitive and so sad and sad. And she Pratigyasi. Pratigya means
promise.
That I will never do it. So at that time, Shival became Radhika. Sometimes Radhika becomes like Shival and has cough in his left. So this play is denoted today. Sometimes Radhika becomes the Shival and Shival becomes the sometimes. Once Srimati Radhika became Shival and had a float on him here and playing with him. Shival Dharam Kare. She was so sorry that she could not meet Krishna. So he became Shival and went direct to Krishna and me. And he was began to play. Krishna at once got hold of his hand and started so soft, so smelling, and he became so they are Prajavati, they can make their deities like so and they have pleasure to do so. आध घंटा हुआ है तो पास कर दो
मॉर्निंग
जस्ट नाउ आई एम कमिंग फ्रॉम स्टेशन थ्री जीगा कर दो कमल तक जिज्ञासा करी कुछ
তিলকম ধরা বীজ তিলক ধরা ওটাও বিচার হয়ে গেল। হ্যাঁ
দুই ও ভাজন সাধন
So
taboo and prabhavi, so how many? Kabke acha ho, not so hard,
all natural.
Then I can use.
He, Yogi Pari asked me a question. He said he had one question.
When you go?
Yes.
When? Today or tomorrow? That question?
Would you like tonight? I can bring tonight.
But what could he thinks he's a demon. He thinks he's Asura.
No, no, you are Hanuman. No, nothing.
No, I am Asura.
You are Hanuman.
I am Agyani, Kami, Asura.
No. Actually, you are a sevak of Hanuman.
Eternally?
Eternally, yeah.
But I want to be your sevak eternally.
Huh?
I want to be your sevak eternally. Oh.
Yeah. First we will be. I was also sevak of Hanuman. Follow straight Hanuman. He has done so much mercy to me. Then I came to Navadvip. By his mercy, then again I went to Jagannath Puri, and from there I
from there you went to Mathura, and then from Mathura you have come to Devata.
Up to Ajodhya, he will take us. From here to Ajodhya, he will help us to go there. And from there, very little, two angu is there from Vrindavan. From there to Ajodhya to Dwarka, one. And from there to Mathura, two. And after that is Vrindavan. And he will arrange how to go there. He will send any Gop Kumar a Gop Kumari or anything, it is very easy to do.
You're funny.
I know that Adityapati Ramchandra has helped Khasi Ajaj, 88,000 of rishis to be in Vrindavan, to come in the womb of Gopi. And he has also get them and told them, you will have the association of Nishtha Siddha and you will grant that. Ramchandra told them. So Ajodhyapati can, by the mercy of Ajodhyapati, we can have this. So no need of hankering.
When you speak like this, I become very encouraged. Mm-hmm. But other times, the way you've spoken about a Ajodhyapati, I become very fearful.
No, pray always that he should arrange that we may go to the Prabhupada. Because Krishna is Ram, Ram is Krishna. No difference. In Tattva, only in Rat there is some.
Sir, my name is Swaga.
Yeah, yeah.
Swaga. Her name. Yeah. Swaga. Her name is Swaga.
Suhaga.
Yeah. Isn't that terrible?
He thinks that is. Indralok.
Swarga hai ki Suhaga?
Swargalok.
Swargalok? In Srimad Bhagavat it has written Swarga. Swarga as a Golo. No.
Golok.
Sometimes Golok is called Swarga. So don't worry.
I was feeling bad.
Aspara are called the wives of God, semi-God, no? But Radhika is himself Aspara, Aspara. Aspara has come from Srimati Radhika. Everything, root is Vrindavan, Krishna and Radhika. Swarga is shadow of Golok Vrindavan. Chandra and Vrindavan Chandrama. We should make in this life the object of this, our sadhana bhajan. The goal of our sadhana. And be determined on that. Then we should rapidly progress. Part of us like to say they may say. Gone hearing, not hearing. We said, have to approach our destination. So Prabhupada has also told that his home is Vrindavan, office in Bandar. Sadhan Bhajan Sthan is Mayapur. His abode is in Vrindavan. In the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Now, come on, you guys. Come on.
We're so tired and weak and full of pain. So
how to take raganu?
How to take
it? It is wrong.
What is?
How to do raganu?
Yeah, when you're sick.
When grace comes, then mind will not be in control. It will try to appease in any way, by hook and crook.
Oh, I'm all right, I have to say it.
Sir.
Also, Pasklan Mala, sir.
Jindal, Krishna, Bhajan, again.
মারা তো হারিয়ে গেছে, ওখানে কোনো অসুবিধা নেই তো রে?
না,
গ্রেট কাম ওয়েদার ইট ইজ সিন টু লাভ কৃষ্ণ or whether it is so punya. Punya means
fortune.
He does not see at all here and there. It may be wrong or right. It may be wrong or right. No. It may be pap or punya. But I have given my heart. Anyone can tell anything, but no care. That is called greed of Raganuga. And he will try to achieve it very soon, just now. And if there is delay, it seems like a mostly fish when it is out of water and gets life. It does not know wrong or right. It only wants to love God. Raghunath Das Goswami has told, na dharma, na dharma. I don't wish to palan karna. I wish to obey the orders of Vedas. What is dharma? And I don't also want to obey, disobey the orders. I have no need at all. I want to serve that in Krishna, whether it is right or wrong or anything. How it will be? It will be by hearing the prayers of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. Prabhudananda Saraswati, have you heard? It is a miraculous but kavi, poet, bhakta poet, jatya kada vasanaanchala, telo nuttha, dhanyati dhanya, pavanena kisatshamani, yogendra durgam gatir madhusu junohu, tasya namastu vishthan dhruo kishu. Have you heard this slok? Never? You have? You have none? Yes? Anyhow, Srimati Radhika was in anger. And she was not in a mood to speak with Krishna. She did like... like this. Krishna wanted to please Srimati, but she was not in a position to please. She was in so anger. She tried by so many skills
also brought down within lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. I will not do again what I have done, but wrongly I have done. You should be true. Yes, she told her maid servant, Palya Dasi, Rup Manjari and Rati Manjari. That's it. This man is so clever. He knows so many tricks. His heart, out and inner, are of two kinds. No?
Black.
What?
Black.
Huh?
Black.
Everywhere it is. Inner side also black. Outer side also black. So, tell him and request that person, Peter, to go away from here. And he should never come here. So the Gopi told him, poor black person, you should not come here and go away straight from here. Our Sakhi is in so anger. At last, Gopi threatened Krishna to leave this place at once. So Krishna went from that place, but she was so unhappy. She was standing at one side of Radha and Srimati was standing on the other side of Radha. But air was coming from the corner where Srimati Radhika was towards Krishna. Understand? If Krishna was in the east side of Radhakund, Radhika was in west side, and they are very cool, very calm and quiet, very pleasant, very fragrant, very sweet smelling. From Radhakund, very chameli, dewy and kadamba. So, getting the fragrance of all these things, the air became heavy. She was not in a mood to go quickly. So, we can eat a man, get something from him. She cannot walk. So, we must come. The air was blowing, but very gently. And that air took the corner of Radha, but Anchal, you know Anchal? What is this? No. Yes. This is the corner of Anchal of Srimati Radhika. So air was blown. And from that, the corner of Srimati Radhika Anchal, Anchal means this. Yeah. So it began to do like this. And presence of Radha's body went in air. At first the air was heavy with so many good flowers. Then, now Srimati, scent of Srimati Radhika body also made. And it went crossing Radhakund and went to Krishna. And it went straight in the nose of Krishna. And he thought that this fragrance is of Srimati Radhika. He knows. He is quite perceived. He is quite known to that fragrance. So at once he saw that he thought that Srimati Radhika has come in the shape of a smell, and tears were coming from Krishna's eyes. And he shut up his eyes and took Srimati Radhika in his heart and what?
Embraced
Srimati Radhika. He thought that I have fully seen, have the association of Srimati Radhika. The poet, no? Who is writing this slok, is telling that Krishna is so much so much very hearty, have the darshan of Krishna, lotus feet, Brahma, Shankar, Bhishma, Pitama, Narad, and all others, himself Buddha, cannot have darshan of young Braja, Nandan Krishna, Nandanandan, Radhakant Krishna. He is Radhakant at Radhakant, Gopikant, Vrindavan Vilasi Krishna. And Vrindavan Vilasi is serving. So many Vrindavan Vilasi are serving Krishna that time. So it is very hard to have darshan of Krishna. But Krishna is telling that that air setting the body of Radhika became so fortunate and most fortunate. That dhanyati dhanya, fortunate air. When it came to Krishna, Krishna set the smell of Srimati Radhika. Then Krishna eyes were shut up and now he is thinking, my whole life is
successful.
So I am successful. My life is now successful. So I go down to Srimati Radhika. No. That is not. I will go down to the lotus feet just. Then he is thinking that I am not qualified to take the dust of Srimati Radhika. Then what to do? I will go down to that air which brought the presence of Srimati Radhika to Krishna. And Krishna is thinks himself successful in life. So where Radhika is standing from here and going to that side, that corner, from where that air is coming towards Radhika. So going that side, first side, where Radhika is. I'm not qualified for anything to pray Radhika just out. So I pray only that this Radhika means that direction where Radhika is.
Do we also pray to the air here in Vrindavan to get Krishna consciousness?
You should know. You should think what to do.
Well, you said we should pray to the dust particles, so should we also pray to the air?
In it, one may flow, everything has it. But that should be any good tester. That is called rasi. Well, that the juice of all this is and give to others. And make them rasi. By hearing all this is slow, breathe progressively. Keep being thick. That how can I stop thinking? If a man made up in his mind that I want to serve Radhika, Krishna knows, so he becomes so much merciful to that. Sadhana. This is the way to go towards Krishna. Remembering one slope and thinking the meaning of that slope. This is Radhanga Puja.
We can think of the sloka and the meaning of the sloka while we're chanting our japa. The 16 rounds.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Yasya kadapi vasanam chalake lanukha. Dhanyati dhanya pamane nasitarthamani. Yogendra durgam gatir madhusudanoti. Tatya namastu vrishthandu. Then this is so. A sadat goes down to earth and go like this. But
floating. Is each dust particle a separate pure devotee?
Huh?
Is each dust particle a different pure devotee?
No need of being devotee. Each dust is a rasa.
What does that mean?
Rasa, you know?
Taste, no.
Huh?
Taste, no.
It's in English, but for it. Rasa. Rasa means here. In glass there is some liquid, juice. But juice is not a rasa. If dust is a rasa, rasa, you know, what Krishna drinks, that is rasa. Asimati, Radhika and Gopi drink, that is called the rasa. Understand? That is rasa. So every dust is a rasa. How? You know kumkum?
The red kumkum that the gopis wear on their
breasts. In here? No? And they took Krishna lotus feet here and the kumkum dust. Next is Krishna lotus feet. No? And then Krishna left that dust. And after that dust from Krishna, when he walks, that dust mixed in earth. So that dust is that dust. The kumkum dust. And it is full of rust, portion of rust is there. If any man has that dust, it will also be a rust. Understand something?
Mm-hmm. But the dust are not, they're not devotees. They're not pure devotees. Because he said praise the dust.
We want to taste the rust. We don't want to be the that dust. We want to take that dust. Here in Hari, like in Srimad Bhagavatam it has been stated, Puruna Pulinda Urgaya Padabhyarada. Very good sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam. Gopis are telling in Benunad, Ben Gita. Have you heard Ben Gita? Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 21 adhyaya chapter. Baraha pinam natavar bapu karnayo karnikara. This is so. Best sloka of Krishna's fifth description. Beautiful. This is whole in Srimad Bhagavatam. This sloka is so beautiful, marvelous. Describing the beautifulness of Krishna. Last sloka is Puruna Pulinda. Puruna Pulinda means the Pulinda girls are so fortunate. Srimati Radhika is telling I want to be a Pulinda girl. Pulinda girl means a hilly, right?
Aboriginal.
Huh?
We call Aboriginal.
Aboriginal.
Yes.
That girl I want to be. Because they live in hills. They live in by the side of Govardhan Hill. So, this girl, in morning, they have come to Govardhan for need of fuel.
Fuel is
cow dung. They have come to collect all this. Some stick for fuel, cow dung for fuel. Not as gopi, but yes, so beautiful. Girl was collecting all this. She saw a pot of kasturi upon grasses. In morning, drops of
dew.
Next grass so wet. So Krishna in morning, returning in his home, from Sanket. Have you heard Sanket's name?
That's where Krishna and the gopis
have been. Yeah. Where is Narayana Dasam Parishad? So then, Krishna was returning. And the but
dust and the kumkum mixed on his feet,
what
landed in the
where that slip caught. So it was wet and some water mixed. It became so some liquid. I pass it on that some pulling the idea. She is like pulling.
Kumkum mixed with the wet grass became wet.
You want to hear or I may stop here?
Yes.
You want to hear? Or let us stop?
No.
No. So then, she remembered Krishna. And she was so much become cow. Cow? That Bekar. Hindi kyun nahi padta? Bekar baar karega. She became so synthetic.
Synthetic hota hai? Excited. Emotional?
Full of emotion.
Full of emotion.
And she could not take herself. She wanted to at once embrace Krishna. She was out of her control. Everywhere she looked Krishna and Krishna. Up her side, here. Everywhere Krishna. She became like mad. And she thought that Krishna is standing here. And she took the kumkum of Krishna And whether anyone seeing or not seeing, she was out of control. She took it and just stood there. Her brain, love, went thousand times. Bats were coming and going here. When she put that kumkum on her heart, she began. She at once saw that Krishna had embraced her. And she was calm and quiet. So Srimati Radhika is telling that I want to be that brother. She has no connection with Srimati Krishna. That lady, that girl, had no touched Krishna. Krishna is very far away. Only this dust, that is kumkum. And it was on grass. And from grass, she says, Krishna is so far away. But yet, she has so much love. So I want to be that. I want to be Jai and take birth in that Pulinda Kamina, fully tribe girl. Because she has no shame, no bending. He will not hear the words of his father. His father will not disturb her for doing so. No? So I want to be that. My father, my mother, my husband, my father-in-law, mother-in-law, all are disturbing me. But the father, mother, and his husband, anyone not disturb her, that lady. So I want to be that Pulinda Kanya, to have everything, to take the son of Krishna, to take the kumkum of lotus feet of Krishna. Taking as a jar, but that dust was, where Krishna collected that dust?
Gopi.
Who Gopi? But Radhika is telling this crystal. He is not understanding that, understanding that this kumkum
is my kumkum.
So,
did that have to get the name Kumkumandi? Did that have to get the name Kumkumandi?
Kumkumandi.
Kumkumandi? That's how?
Srimati Radhika is Kumkumandi.
Because
Krishna takes from her Krishna's feet, himself takes, and does like this.
Angi means, what does Angi mean?
Angi means body.
Oh, she wears kumkum on her body, which is called kumkum on you.
Having the kumkum in her body is kumkum on you. And Krishna may be kumkumanga, milk, who touched the kumkum of Srimati Radhika in his body, that is kumkumanga.
So the person
try to think all these things and say Krishna and the dust of Vrindavan, Vrindadevi and all, to give you that this thing. This is called Radha Nuga Bhajan. In brief.
The dust of the pure devotee's feet is also auspicious, and we see that the devotees always take the dust from your feet. We heard though that you said because the lady could not do that with Prabhupada, that we should not do that with you. But is that true? Because sometimes we see that our ladies are also taking the dust from your feet. So what is the proper thing?
What is proper thing?
Well, not proper, but what?
Every sastra has said so. Srimad Bhagavat has also said. But